Well, folks, the National Weather Service has been issuing advisories, and we'll get specifics on those advisories in a moment. But basically, a snow and wintry mix is possible in parts of central, primarily, though, north Missouri from tonight through Thursday. And joining me to talk about the time frame and what we can expect is Chris Bowman. Chris is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Pleasant Hill. I'm Brian Houseworth. Chris, let's start with tonight. It looks like tonight being Tuesday night, it looks like primarily we're looking at places like Maryville, Bethany, and Kirksville. Tell me if I'm correct on that, and also the time frame.
Yeah, for tonight, we'll have round one of this wintry system coming in. And it looks like the wintry mix will be mainly across northern Missouri, probably north of the river. Kansas City maybe gets mixed into it as well. But the best chances for any kind of accumulating snow and any kind of light glaze from freezing drizzle going to be north of the river, into that Maryville, Chillicothe, Kirksville area.
And are we looking at the map here, and I'm on it, National Weather Service, it looks like Maryville, Bethany tonight, maybe 2 to 3 inches, Kirksville 3 to 4?
Yeah, overall, through the whole event, looks like areas from, say, Moberly to Chillicothe could see about 1 to 2 inches, Kirksville maybe upwards of 4 inches, and then, we're in that 2 to 4 kind of swath, through Maryville, Bethany, all across northern Missouri.
And that's through the entire storm, which would be a really the process through Thursday. Time frame tonight, when are we going to start to see this stuff falling tonight? And does it continue all through Thursday, or are we going to have some lulls?
Precipitation is going to start out, during the overnight hours. It's going to be fairly consistent as we go through the overnight hours. Probably gonna maybe back off a little bit during the day tomorrow, but then things get wound up again tomorrow evening, and then by the time we sunrise on Thursday, stuff should be winding down pretty good.
Also, Columbia, Jeff City, and let's just throw out, because we have affiliates in Columbia, Jeff City, Sedalia, and I'll throw in Mexico. What can they expect in those areas? Because it looks like they could see some snow, maybe some ice. Am I looking at that right on the map?
Yes. Overall, in those areas, Columbia, Jeff City, Sedalia, and Mexico, you're looking at maybe a trace to an inch of snowfall. So, a dusting to maybe an inch. Ice accumulations are really going to be confined to probably elevated surfaces. Roadway is still a little bit warm, and just the way the temperatures have been trending, it looks like ice accumulations probably just going to be a trace to maybe upwards of a couple hundredths of an inch
on the road. So just basically, people should slow down at this point in those areas.
Yeah, I mean, anybody that's going to be driving, temperatures are going to be right around freezing. It's always best to just slow down when you've got any kind of precipitation when the temperatures are right around freezing, because better to be safe than sorry. So, yeah, it's that time of year where we need to start practicing our winter driving skills.
Again, just to recap here, because I know you're very busy, Chris Bowman, National Weather Service meteorologist in Pleasant Hill. Just again, for tonight through tomorrow morning, to take care of this round one first, it looks like places like Maryville, Bethany, St. Joe, Chillicothe, Macon, Kirksville are primarily the areas we're focused on tonight through the early morning.
Yeah, that's correct. Mainly north of the Missouri River there, even a little bit north of Columbia. So,
is there anything you would like to add?
Like I said, it's that time of year where we need to start slowing down when precipitation starts coming around freezing. So, practice your safe driving skills. Have a little bit more of a gap between you and the car in front of you.